The Jabber Guys are back with another episode of Weird and Wacky World. This time, you gotta be joking. Wait, think about that.
What's it about? It's about jokes. We're gonna tell some jokes.
There's a little bit of a hint in the title there.
Yeah, you gotta be joking.
I'm gonna put my wet tea bag on your notepad.
Okay, Queeks?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Thanks, Charles.
I don't want my tea to be overbrewed.
You know, we haven't been in the studio for a while, and we took a little break over the holidays and whatnot, and we come into the studio, and it's total freaking chaos.
And whose fault was that?
Cha.
I made him a nice tea with some maple syrup.
Oh, maple syrup? I thought it was honey.
No, it was maple syrup. Oh. And he's trying to prop up his iPad, and he asked me to pass him a pillow because he forgot his iPad stand. Guess what?
The tea was right next to it.
And over the electronics, all over the table, everywhere.
Total chaos.
Total chaos. Welcome back, Cha.
So everything's the way it should be.
It's all normal.
Yes.
You guys are making it a little more dramatic than it needs to be.
Oh, but it was pretty dramatic.
It was pretty dramatic.
It is good tea, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you enjoy it. That's the second cup, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to tell some jokes. Now, we're just going to, you know, tell jokes and keep on going until everybody stops laughing, and then we'll call it a night.
Well, Cha's first joke, we better laugh. I don't know. What do you got prepared there, Cha?
You got a joke, Cha?
Oh, I'm going first?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go? No, I'm just kidding.
What the hell? Okay, who's going to tell the first joke?
Well, we need a laugh, right? Don't you agree? Don't you agree with every little shit that's going on?
With all the shit that's going on.
Still going on.
I know.
We need a laugh.
I got a better question. If you say we're going to stop once you know, stop laughing,
yeah.
How are you going to know when people listening stop laughing?
You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah. We should mention, too, that after we're going to do a couple warm-up sessions, and we're thinking about having Adrian back, right?
Oh, yeah. She's ready.
Yeah. We're going to have Adrian back probably, hopefully, next episode.
Who's Adrian?
I mean,
I'm setting you up. I know who she is. But I just want, you know.
Amore.
Just to recap.
The tarot card reader. Right. She has her own way. She's had her on here.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to maybe, I think we're going to talk about the Mandela effect, but
No Ouija boards. All right. Well, we did the pendulums.
Yeah, we did. Crystals.
Yeah. That's border invitations shit right there.
Yeah.
Right? Inviting in the evil spirits.
Well, we found out that Cha got poked in the head by a penis, but that was...
Yeah, that's right.
A ghost penis. Let me qualify.
Man, is this guy... He has a good sense of humor, doesn't he?
Who does?
The ghost!
Oh, I know for sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah, anyway, what I was going to say was that after we have these couple warm-up episodes, we're going to focus on some areas of interest that we think people are going to be interested in. We'll be announcing
that.
Well,
we haven't
later.
Hit anything yet, so...
No, we're going to keep trying. Swinging a miss. All right. Who's got the first joke?
All right, I'll do it.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, boy.
Right, here we
and
go.
This one's off the cuff. It's not even written down.
All right.
I remember the last time he did that.
Yeah, I know. I spilled the tea.
Okay, so there's these three old guys in a retirement home just sitting around in the common area, right, just like they typically do. And the one guy speaks up and says to the other two, you know, I really wish I could just take a good, long, strong piss. None of this little drippy crap that you experience all throughout the day. Just one good solid piss. I wish I could do that. It just bugs me. And then one of the other guys goes, you know what? Yeah, I know what you mean. Because I would love to take a good solid shit.
Hmm.
Like none of this diarrhea
stuff. This is great.
Yeah. None of this. Like, just a good solid shit.
Nothing better than a good shit.
That's right. Yeah. So the third guy just... sitting there kind of quiet. And the other guy's, well, what about you? And the guy goes, yeah, you know what? I don't have those problems. Like at 6:30 sharp, I take the longest piss. It's like the Nile River. It just goes and goes and it's just awesome. And then right at 7 o'clock a.m., I have a great number two.
We changed it.
Number two, yeah.
A dump,
okay.
At 7 o'clock, it's like perfect dump. Just a good solid dump, you know. And the other guys go, well, what's the problem with that? What are you complaining about? He goes, well, I get out of bed at 9 a.m.
That's not good.
No, that's not good.
Not good.
No.
All right, so that's our intro.
That's great.
That was off the cuff, baby.
Off the cuff.
I suck at jokes. Telling them, remembering
them. We'll tell that story later.
Yeah. We've talked about that one of our other
yeah,
shows.
We did. Yeah. Chow always forgets the middle part and gives the punchline too early, but that's okay. Okay, I got one for you. You ready?
Yep, ready.
So this guy goes into a job center in Ottawa, and he sees a you know, an employment card advertising for a gynecologist assistant. He said, that sounds interesting. So he goes in.
Would you like to know how much it pays?
Nah, who cares?
Sorry.
So he goes in, he takes the sheet in, the guy at the counter. He says, can you tell me a little bit more about this one? Guy looks at the sheet, and he starts, you know, rifling through his files. He goes, oh, yeah, I've had a few inquiries about this one. The job involves you getting patients ready for the gynecologist, so you have to help them out of their underwear, lie them down and wash their nether regions, then apply shaving foam and shave off all their pubic hair, and then take some oil and rub it soothingly in so that the gynecologist is ready for the examination. That is an annual salary of about $85,000, but I'm afraid you're going to have to go to Toronto. Oh, is that where the job is? No, that's where the back of the application line is.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, right?
Classy.
Of course.
You know, he may consider waiting for that job, yeah.
Thinking about it, you know, when you first think about, like, oh, what a job, like being a gynecologist. But you know what?
You wouldn't want to become desensitized.
I don't think I would want to.
No, no.
Right?
No.
Like, it's good to think, like, oh, geez, I haven't seen one of those in a while. You know? Like, let's see if we can play around with this, right? But, like, if you're slapping it around all day, then it kind of wears off.
Slapping it around.
All right. That's just my two cents, but.
Well, speaking of slapping it around.
Yes?
This woman just got.
Are you going in another joke?
Yeah, this woman, you give me a good segue.
Okay.
This woman just got a facelift, and she's 55 years old, and she thinks she looks a lot younger. So she's out test driving her new look, you know, walking on the streets, and she's in line at McDonald's, and there's a guy in front of her, and she taps him on the shoulder and says, excuse me, sir, can you please tell me how old you think I am? I don't know. Yeah, 35. Oh, thank you very much. This new facelift is awesome. So she walks down the street, and there's another guy standing there, and she taps him on the shoulder and says, can you tell me how old you think I am? He says, I don't know, 42. Oh, thank you, sir. And she, you know, she's all strutting down the street. And she's got to take the bus. So she sits down at the bus stop, and another guy comes down and sits down beside her. And she says, I'm going to try it one more time. Sir, can you tell me how old you think I am? Well, you know what? I've got this technique. I can tell you exactly, to the year, how old you are. I've never missed. You can't do that. Oh, yeah, I can. But, you know, it's a technique. And what I have to do is fondle your breasts first. And then I can tell you exactly. Well, I don't know if. Well, okay, just make it quick. So he starts.
Is there any other way?
So he starts fondling her breasts and slapping them around and puts his face in them and he's slapping them around. And she's, okay, that's enough. He gets back. He goes, okay, you're 55. Holy shit. How did you know that? Well, I was behind you in the line of McDonald's.
Oh, oh my God. That's good.
Oh, yeah, there
that
you go.
That is rich.
I took a joke and I kind of reworded it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought it would be a little bit more funny with current events.
Okay, thank you.
All right? Mm-hmm. So, here's the joke.
Okay.
So, Justin Trudeau is held hostage by a terrorist.
Good!
I knew you'd say that. Hold on a second. Yeah, so he's being held hostage by a terrorist. A truck driver stops at the back of a long line of cars on the highway, and a guy is walking down the line of stopped cars, talking to drivers. As he approaches his truck, the truck driver rolls down his window and asks, what's going on? The guy says, a terrorist is holding Trudeau hostage in a car. He's demanding $10 million or he'll dose Trudeau in gasoline and set him on fire, so we're asking drivers for donations. And the truck driver says, well, okay, how much are people donating on average? About a gallon.
I love it.
That's good.
I thought you were going to say they're throwing in for a fund for marshmallows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. You got one lined up, Cha?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. So a guy is driving down the highway, and he hits and kills a rabbit. He gets out of the car and walks over to the rabbit. He picks it up and starts crying, like thinking, oh, he's a horrible person. Oh, my gosh. Someone else driving down the highway stops and walks over to him and asks, what happened? The man replies, I hit this rabbit with my car, and now it's dead.
The end.
Simple as that.
It's over.
That's right. So the other person gets a thoughtful look on their face and goes back to their car. They rummage around in the trunk and eventually walk back over to the man holding a spray bottle. They spray the rabbit with the bottle, and it comes back to life. Oh, my gosh. It starts hopping away, turning back every few hops to wave at the two people. The man, astonished, turns to the other person, to the girl, and asks, well, what was in that bottle? The other person replies, it's hairspray. It revived dead hair and gives a consistent wave.
Oh, my God. Hairspray revives dead hair.
It gives a consistent wave. Oh, God. That's good.
I'm good now.
Yeah. Oh. You know, these would be a lot funnier if we were high.
Or has something extra in our tea.
Oh, is there?
Well, there was, but you spilt it all over the place.
Yeah, you spilt it all over the place. Anyway, speaking of a man driving down the highway, this guy driving down the highway, and he sees a nun hitchhiking on the side of the road. What the hell? So he pulls over and says, sister, you need a ride? So she's gladly accepts the ride and gets in. And it's a little awkward. They're driving for a little while and making small chit-chat. And he decides, you know, I've got a nun in my car. I got to ask some questions I've always wanted to ask. So he says,
hey, do you like fly fishing?
He says, no. I hope you don't mind me asking this, but one thing I've always wondered is how can you go your whole life without having sex? Isn't that hard? And the nun says, well, you know, my son, that's a big misconception. We can actually have sex. It's allowed. But there's three rules. One, you can only have sex with someone who's Catholic. Number two, you can only have sex with someone who is not married. And number three, the only way we can have sex is up the butt. And the man says, well, I'm Catholic and I'm not married. What do you say? She looks him over a little bit up and down and, it's okay, why not?
Okay, so, why not?
What the hell?
Freaking slut.
That's my kind of nun.
So they pull over to a secluded spot, and it's all go hot and heavy, and they, you know, have a great time, and they do their thing, and they get back in the car, and eventually they get to the nun's destination, and she turns to say goodbye, but she looks in the car and sees the man's crying. She says, what is the matter? Well, sister, I feel so guilty. I have to confess. I'm actually Jewish and married. And the nun looks back at him and says, that's okay, because my name is Steve, and I'm going to a costume party.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's not good.
Steve.
Steve. Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's good.
Boy.
There you go.
Speaking of wives.
Yeah.
A wife got so mad at her husband, she packed his bags and told him to get out. As he walked to the door, she yelled, I hope you die a long, slow, painful death. He turned around and said, so you want me to stay?
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
There you go.
That's good.
Oh. Well, I got another really, you know, condensed joke.
Okay.
I was going to say short one, but I didn't want you to jump over that.
I wish you had said that.
No. Okay. So a prostitute said that I could have sex for a reduced rate for $20, but she didn't have a womb. So I asked, okay, so where are we going to do it? And she said, across the woad against those wailings.
What the fuck? Brutal.
Well, they didn't have a womb, so.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well, these are semi-funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
All right, I got one.
Go.
All right. So a man goes to meet his fiancée's family. At the house is the fiancée, her parents, and her super attractive young sister. I mean, this chick is smoking. Like, hot.
No, you got it.
All right. All right, so after dinner, the fiancée goes the fiance goes up to her room to unpack, and the mother is in the kitchen doing dishes, and the father is in the man cave, leaving this guy and his girlfriend's sister alone in the living room. So after a few minutes of uncomfortable silence, the sister says to the man, "You know, I know you want me. I'm so much hotter and cuter than my sister. I'll let you take me into the closet for about 7 minutes. No one will have to know." And the guy was like, "Oh, man." The guy quickly gets up from his seat and sprints towards the front door. Sprints towards the front door. Opens the door, right? And on the other side of the door is the fiance, the mother, and the father, all with big smiles on their faces. The father says, "My boy, this was a secret test to prove you would be a faithful husband to my daughter. You had a chance to sneak some time with my younger daughter, and you choose to walk out rather than cheat on your fiance. I would be proud to call you my son-in-law." And the moral of the story is, always keep the condoms in your glove compartment.
That's good.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay, is it my turn?
Whoever wants to go.
All right, so a guy walks into a bar. Not like there isn't any joke that's ever started that way. And he's looking to unwind after a stressful week, and he orders his favorite drink. And he looks around, and one of the shelves behind the bartender, there's a huge glass jar full of $100 bills. Like, it's packed. It's stuffed with $100 bills. And the guy's, "Wow, I wonder what that's about." So he asks the bartender, what's up with the jar? And the bartender says, "Well, the money is for whomever can take on the 3 pub challenges. It costs $100 to try, and if you complete all 3 challenges, you get all the money." The guy says, "Wow, what are the challenges?" "Well, for starters," the bartender, you know, says, there's this guy over in the back. He's a pretty big guy. You have to beat him in a fight. You got to pick a fight and beat him. And number 2 is there's a Rottweiler out back, and he's pretty mean. And he's got a bad tooth, and you got to pull that tooth and bring it back here. The 3rd challenge is there's a nasty old hag that lives upstairs. She is nasty. And you have to bang her. Those are the 3 challenges. So the man shook his head and said, wait, I need another drink. That just sounds too much for me. I can see why nobody's ever won. Those are ridiculous. So a few hours goes by, and the man gets more and more drunk, and he keeps drinking. And he thought about his life and the money in the jar, and he says, "You know what? What the fuck? I'm just going to give it a shot." So he pulls out a $100 bill. He slaps it down on the counter. He says, "Put that in the jar. I'm going for it." So he stumbles. And by the way, the bar is filled, and everybody's cheering. I think somebody's going for it. So he stumbles over to the big guy in the back, and he pokes him in the back of the head. And he says, "Okay, you're going down." And they just start going crazy. They're fighting like crazy. Because the guy's drunk, he doesn't feel anything. He just keeps on going. Eventually, he beats the guy. And the big guy's laying on the ground. The crowd is cheering. So he's, "Okay, next." So he walks out the door and he heads toward the dog, and you hear the dog barking, and it's dark out. So he's walking into the darkness, and they lose sight of him, but they hear the dog barking. All of a sudden, yip, and he starts whining, and the guy appears out of the darkness, and he comes stumbling into the bar. He's, "Okay, where's that nasty old bitch that needs a tooth pulled?"
He pleasured the dog.
Dude, that is a good joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That is funny right there. Hey, speaking of that, this is kind of a segue for my next joke.
Mm-hmm.
A guy is in prison for his first time. Sorry. Okay. No, but seriously.
Okay,
a guy's in the joint for the first time. On his first night, a few minutes after it lights out, his cellmate moves closer to the cell bars. A while later, someone from another cell shouts, "Number 13! And his cellmate and the entire block burst into laughter. The new prisoner finds this strange. Like, well, what the hell are they all laughing at? The guy just yelled out a number. It's kind of weird. Shortly after they were done laughing, another inmate shouts, "33! And the entire block of inmates just, again, just start howling, laughing, right? 27, shouted another inmate. More laughter followed. The new prisoner is now completely puzzled. Like, what the fuck are these, what are these guys laughing at? So the guy finally said, what's going on? Like, well, why is everybody laughing at numbers? He asked his cellmate. And the cellmate said, and he's still giggling. This is, we've been in here for so long. We told the same jokes over and over until we eventually knew them all. So we decided to give them numbers. So that instead of saying the whole damn joke, like every damn night in its entirety, you just say the number and we know which one it is. And we just find them hilarious. And the guy, you know, astonished, like the new prisoner decides to see if that's true. He goes over to the cell bars and shouts number 72. And all the inmates just explode into a massive laughter. And the entire block is just roaring at the point where, like, his cellmate is now on the floor rolling with laughter. The new prisoner is now, like, dumbstruck and completely lost. Like, why are these guys really freaking out over the 72? I wonder what joke that is, right? And hold on, let me see.
That's the end.
That's so a joke. So the guy's like dumbstruck, right? He goes, well, which one is like 72? He asks his cellmate. And in between laughs, while trying to catch his breath, his cellmate replies, we've never heard that one before.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
too bad you fucked it up.
Yeah, what the fuck? I didn't fuck it up.
You lost your spot.
It's because I'm looking at you dumbasses instead of reading my notes. good old number 72.
72.
You never heard that one before.
You got one, Queeks?
Yeah, so a guy sends a text to his next-door neighbor. He said, Jim, I'm sorry. I've been riddled with guilt and I have to confess. I've been helping myself to your wife when you're not around. Probably more than you. I know it's no excuse, but I don't get it at home. I can't live with the guilt any longer. I hope you'll accept my sincerest apology. It won't happen again. Well, guy's outraged. He's like, what the hell? What's that all about? So he goes, he grabs his gun. He goes into the bedroom. And without a word, he shoots his wife. Kills her. Moments later, he gets another text from the same guy. Really should use spell check. I meant to say Wi-Fi.
Oh!
Oops.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops. Ah, she probably still had it coming.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, a guy has three beautiful girlfriends, and he didn't know which one to propose to, which one he was going to marry. So it's a test. He decided to give each woman $5,000 just to see how they'd spend it. So the first girlfriend got a complete makeover. And she says, I spent the money so I could be pretty for you because I love you so much. The second went shopping and bought the man new golf clubs, an iPad, and an 80-inch flat-screen television. And she said, you know, I bought these gifts for you because I love you so much. The third woman took the $5,000, invested it in the stock market, doubled her investment, returned the $5,000 to the man, and reinvested the rest. And she said, I'm investing the rest of the money for our future because I love you so much. So the man thought long and hard about which girlfriend he would propose to. So he decided to marry the one with the biggest tits.
I knew it!
I knew that was coming.
I knew it!
I knew that was coming. There's a lot of different spins on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. All right, here's another one. So Tim decided to tie the knot with his longtime girlfriend. One evening after the honeymoon, he was organizing his golfing equipment. Speaking of golf, his wife was standing nearby and watching him. After a long period of silence, she finally speaks. Tim, I've been thinking, now that we're married, maybe it's time you quit golfing. You spend so much time on the course, you could probably get good money for your clubs. Tim gets this horrific look on his face and says, and she says, honey, what's wrong? Well, for a minute there, you're beginning to sound like my ex-wife. Ex-wife, she screamed. I didn't know you were married before. I wasn't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. You going?
I think so.
All right, do it.
Okay, here we go. So a guy has horrible abdominal pain and weight loss. His wife finally convinces him to see a doctor. He's diagnosed with an intestinal worm that is given treatments, but it doesn't work. He sees several more doctors who all diagnose the same thing, an intestinal worm, but none of the treatments are working. He continues to have weight loss and pain. He looks on the internet and finds an abdominal worm specialist who tells him that he has a very rare worm infection. Not just any worm. Like, this worm has a sophisticated nervous system bordering on intelligence that helps in evading all known treatments. Patients with this infection eventually, like, wither away and die. So as the doctor explains all of this, the man is starting to lose all hope. The doctor then says he has an unproven but potentially life-saving treatment. It was not approved by the FDA and was it's very uncomfortable. In fact, the doctor had tried it on two other patients, but neither one could complete the brutal month-long therapy. It was a reverse feeding procedure that would lure the worm away from its usual food source. Would he consider the experimental treatment? The doctor asks. Well, of course, the man says. I don't want to die. I'll try anything. So the doctor lays out this month-long treatment. Each day, he needs to bring in a hard-boiled egg, a banana, and a lemon cookie. So the next day, the man brings in a hard-boiled egg, a banana, and a lemon cookie and hands them to the doctor. The doctor then tells him to drop his pants and bend over. Okay, so the doctor then takes the egg, peels it, and then shoves it up his ass. A minute later, he peels the banana and pushes that in as well. The man feels uncomfortable but grunts and bears the discomfort, like he wants to live. So a minute after that, the lemon cookie is pushed in. The crumbly bits go everywhere.
I can't wait to hear this.
The doctor then tells him to pull his pants up and come back the next day with another hard-boiled egg, a banana, and a lemon cookie. So this goes on day after day. After a week, he's wondering if he can even finish a month of this. With words of encouragement from the wife and the doctor, he soldiers on each day, egg, banana, lemon cookie. Crumbly bits go everywhere. After 2 weeks, he is starting to wonder if the treatment is worse than the disease, but he keeps going on. After 3 weeks, he has only kept going by the thought that there is only a week left. The final stretch, each day, egg, banana, lemon cookie. Crumbly bits go everywhere. The doctor tells
him. He keeps adding that part in.
The doctor tells him that none of the other patients have been able to come this far. And the man can understand why. Jesus, crumbly bits everywhere. So the man finally completes the last egg, banana,
lemon
cookie.
Crumbly bits go everywhere. Crumbly
bits go everywhere. Thinking it was over, he breathed a sigh of relief. The doctor then tells him to pull up his pants and then sits him down. Okay, I'm very impressed. You've been able to bear the treatments up until now. But I didn't want to tell you about this beforehand, but this next step is the most important. I was worried about scaring you off, so I didn't mention the final step. I need you to come back one more day with a hard-boiled egg, a banana, and a ball-peen hammer. Specifically, a 16-ounce ball-peen hammer. The treatment won't work without this. The man is shocked and distressed by this new request. Holy shit, a ball-peen hammer? Are you freaking kidding? Oh my God, this is too much. As if the egg and the banana and the lemon cookie, crumbly bits go everywhere, weren't enough. This really did seem worse than the disease. Holy fuck, are you kidding? Ball-peen hammer? The wife and the doctor are once again able to convince him to just keep going. One more day. So the man returns the next day with a hard-boiled egg, a banana, and a 16-ounce ball-peen hammer. He hands them over to the doctor and drops his pants, bracing himself for the worst. The doctor once again peels the egg and inserts it into his ass. A minute later, the peeled banana follows. The man is now about to lose his nerve, but the wife holds his hand and tells him to hold on. The doctor picks up the hammer and waits. A minute passes, and another. The man is bracing for the worst when a worm pokes its head out of his ass and asks, "Yo, bitch, where's the lemon cookie?"
And he whacks him with the ball peen hammer. Yo, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That was the longest joke I've ever heard.
Yes. Yo, bitch.
Crumbling bits go everywhere. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Okay, there's this businessman.
Of course.
And he's just gone through an ugly, ugly divorce, lost his business, lost everything. He's a wreck. So he's trying to gather himself, and he says, "Yeah, I need to go for a walk through the woods and gather myself." So he goes for a walk through the woods, and he's walking along, feeling sorry for himself, and he hears this, "Psst, hey, hey, you, come here." He looks around, he doesn't see anybody. "Psst, no, down here." So he looks down, there's this frog talking to him. "You talking to me?" "Yeah, yeah, yeah, come here, come here." So he goes over, this frog's talking to him. "Is, what do you want?" "Well, I'm actually a beautiful..."
"What do you want?" "Not, how the fuck are you talking?"
"Yeah, yeah.
What do you want?" "Yeah, what do you
want?" "I'm trying to help you." He's pretty depressed.
Okay.
So the frog says, "I'm actually a beautiful princess. And if you kiss me, I will turn into a beautiful princess and be with you." Guy thinks about it for a minute. He looks around, reaches down, picks up the frog, puts it in his pocket, and starts to walk away. He walks for a few minutes, and the frog says, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Well, truth be told, at this point in my life, I'd just rather have a talking frog."
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
It's like that Bugs Bunny
cartoon. I know. Yeah. I know.
Come on, the Berber. Come on, the Berber.
That's
whatever
right.
That song is.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Very good. Very good.
So a poor man meets a rich man around Christmas. The poor man asks the rich man, "What are you getting your wife this Christmas?" The rich man replies, "Diamond earrings and a Mercedes." The poor man asks, "Why are you getting her two gifts?" The rich man says, "Well, she doesn't like the earrings and she can drive to the store and exchange them." Poor man nods. Okay. Then the rich man asks him, "So what are you getting your wife this year?" The poor man thinks about it for a second and replies, "A pair of slippers and a dildo." The rich man says, "Well, why those two things?" The poor man says, "Well, this way, if she doesn't like the slippers, she can go fuck herself."
That's good.
That is good right there.
That's good right there. But here's a quick one before you go, Chuck. Guy's sitting at home and he hears a knock on the door.
You know, I die to hear those words. Normally, not from you, but
what's that?
Here's a quick one. From you, though, it just has a different effect. Yeah, you know, it's not good.
Yeah, don't even go there.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So a guy's sitting at home. He hears a knock at the door. He opens the door. And there's nobody there. He looks around. He looks down. There's a snail on the porch by the door. What the fuck? So he picks up the snail and he throws it as far as he can. 3 years later, there's another knock at the door. He opens the door and sees it's the same snail. And the snail says, "What the hell was that all about?"
Stupid. Why am I laughing?
Because it's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid, but it's good. That's one pissed off snail, dude.
Oh, yeah, he's pissed.
That's pretty funny. Hey, did I tell you about the one with the lemon cookie?
With the crumble bits everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I want to hear it again.
I want to hear it again.
Well, we got any more?
Oh, yeah, I got a few more.
Okay, here's another one. Here's
okay.
So three couples are trying to get married. Three couples, they all go to the same church. So there's a young couple, a middle-aged couple, and an elderly couple. The three couples meet with the priest and discuss and wonder when they can get married. And
If you wish to get married in my church, he says, you must all go 1 month without having sex. 1 month later, the three couples return to the church and talk to the priest. He then asks the elderly couple, have you completed the month without having sex? Yes, we have. It was easy, replies the elderly couple. Well, how about you, he asked the middle-aged couple. It was hard, but we didn't have sex for a whole month, they responded. And how about you two, he asked the young couple. No, we couldn't do it, responds the boyfriend. Well, tell me why, asked the priest. Well, my girlfriend had a can of corn in her hand, and she accidentally dropped it. She bent over to pick it up, and, well, that's when it happened. The priest then tells them, well, you're not welcome in my church. Well, we're not welcome in the supermarket either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
Okay, so a guy stuck his head into a barbershop and asked, hey, how long do I have to wait for a haircut? And the barber looked around, shop full of customers. He said, about 2 hours. And the guy just left. A few days later, same guy stuck his head in the door and asked, hey, how long do I have to get a haircut? Barber looked around the shop and said, yeah, about 3 hours. Guy left again. About a week later, same guy stuck his head in the door and said, hey, how long do I have to wait for a haircut? And the barber looked around the shop and said, yeah, about an hour and a half. Which he thought, okay, maybe he'll wait. And that guy left. So the barber turned to his friend and said, hey, Bob, do me a favor. Follow that guy and see where he's going. Because he keeps asking, like, how long is the wait is for, but he never comes back. So a while later, Bob comes back to the shop laughing like crazy. Barber asked him, hey, say, where does he go when he leaves? Bob said, hey, he's going to your house.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
There are two Scottish golfers, and they've been playing together for 40 years together. Every Sunday on the same course, they play together without fail. So one Sunday, they're on the course, and there's this funeral procession that's going by. And one of the men is just about to putt, and he looks up, and he sees the funeral procession go by. He stops, stands up straight, takes his hat off, and puts it over his heart, and acknowledges the funeral procession going by. After it goes by, puts his cap back on, and he finishes his putt. The other man says, you know what, that was really nice of you to respect that passing funeral procession. It was really nice. The guy says, yeah, well, it's the least I could do. I was married to her for 45 years.
Ah, he's out golfing.
There we go.
That's great.
There we go.
So a woman has twins and gives them up for adoption. One of them goes to a family in Egypt and is named Amal. The other goes to a family in Spain. They name him Juan. Years later, Juan sends a picture of himself to his birth mother. Upon receiving the picture, she tells her husband that she wishes she also had a picture of Amal. He responds, they're twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal.
Oh, no.
My God. Dude, okay. Next one.
That's a groaner.
Oh, my God.
That's a groaner.
Here, I've got a Barney joke for you.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm just joking.
No, you don't have one?
No.
You got to be joking.
I got one. Here we go. So a guy meets this prostitute in a bar, and she says, it is your lucky night, sir. I've got a special game for you. I'll do anything you want for $100. As long as you can say it in three words. The guy says, well, okay. So he pulls the money out of his pocket, puts the $100 on the bar and says, paint my house.
Oh, my. Oh, buddy. Oh. I don't know. If we're going to give an award for the worst joke, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $100. Get your house painted.
It's not a bad deal.
Oh, shoot. Charlie, you got one?
No, I'm done.
All right, here. I got one for you. Let me just cue it up. All right. Okay. So the world's...
What is he, a DJ? What's he...
So, speaking of DJ...
Oh, okay. Look at that.
So the world's leading expert on European wasps walks into a record store. He asks the assistant, do you have... European Vespid Acoustics Volume 2. I believe it was released this week. I mean, I'm always looking for that one at the record store.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know about you.
That's a gem.
Yeah. Certainly, replies the assistant. Would you like to listen to it before you buy it? That would be wonderful, says the expert and puts on a pair of headphones. He listens for a few moments and says to the assistant, I'm terribly sorry, but I am the world's leading expert on European wasps, and this does not sound accurate at all. I don't recognize any of those sounds. Are you sure this is the correct recording? The assistant checks the turntable and replies that it is indeed European Vespid Acoustics Volume 2. The assistant apologizes and lifts the needle onto the next track. Again, the expert listens for a few moments and then says to the assistant, No, this just can't be right. I've been an expert in this field for 43 years and still don't recognize any of these sounds. The assistant apologizes again and lifts the needle to the next track. The expert throws off the headphones as soon as it starts playing and is fuming with rage. This is outrageous. It's false advertising. I'm the world's leading expert on European wasps, and no European wasp has ever made a sound like that before. The manager of the shop overhears the commotion and walks over. What seems to be the problem, sir? This is an outrage. I'm the world's leading expert on European wasps, and nobody knows more about them than I do, and there's no way in hell that the sounds on this record were made by European wasps. The manager glances down and notices the problem right away. I'm terribly sorry, sir. It appears we've been playing you the B-side.
Oh,
oh my God. See,
not only people who play vinyl would know what that means.
The B-side is the secondary hit on the other side.
Yeah, the B-side.
Well, we've got a joke that needed explaining. Yeah, we're done. Stopped it. We're done.
I got one more.
Oh, fuck.
There's a nagging wife, and she dies suddenly on their trip to Jerusalem. And the funeral director in Jerusalem says, you know, it's going to cost about $45,000 to send her back home to the United States, or $500 if we just bury her here in Jerusalem. And the guy says, ship her home. What? I just told you, it's $45,000. No, just ship her home. But well, why don't you want to bury her here in the Holy Land, and you can save, like, a lot of money? Hey, look, a long time ago, a man was buried here and he resurrected in 3 days from the dead. I can't take that fucking chance.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, we're going to end with that one?
Yes.
All right, so that was, you got to be joking, but, you know, we got to remind everybody to go to our website because we have two podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock. And if you go to our website, jabberguys.com, you can get access to both of those. Right, guys?
Yeah, that's the classic rock one, right? Hey, by the way, speaking of words, one quick thing.
Yeah.
So I got one of those robotic vacuums, you know, that will go around the house.
Yeah, Roomba?
Yeah. Well, no, not a Roomba.
But like,
because that's controlled by Google, and they can map out your house and eventually know your schematics and where you sleep and where you eat and that kind of stuff. No, but another one. But you can name the vacuum, and I named the vacuum.
Yeah.
Fuck! What the fuck? I forgot. What's it called, Greg? Work week? What the fuck?
Wow.
What's his name? Oh, yeah, I remember. Fleetwood Vac.
You told me that.
I drew a blank.
That was a long, silent pause.
He couldn't remember.
I thought I was having a stroke.
You told me that at my house.
I did. That's why I thought you'd be backing me up. You didn't say a damn thing.
It was funnier then.
You just let me burn here.
I forgot it too.
So he forgot too. Oh, just sign off. I shouldn't open up my big mouth.
We're glad you did.
Okay, that's it for You Gotta Be Joking with Oat,
Queeks,
The Chop,
The Jabber Guys.
Again, remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcast, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.